Now, it's been a while that my wife has been able to minister to us. Not because she didn't want to minister, but we went through a time of grieving when she lost her both parents in October. So since October, we've not seen her minister. But now I think she's ready to minister to us. Her parents died. The dad died on the 21st of October. The mom died on the 23rd of October. And we're going to go bury them in Nigeria. So with a welcome, a rousing welcome, let's invite Apostle Remy Ogunride to come and share the word with us. Amen.
Yes, please. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Yes. Sorry. I'm sorry. I just thought we would give you today, you know, so that you would rest. Are you good? All right. Tribe of Zion, we bless you. This is your year. I know that without a shadow of doubt, because please just pause for a moment. Let me just say something. There was an encounter, a prophetic encounter that Femi had. In fact, there's two. One of it pinpointed a child in Canada. And that child in Canada, I have been tracking with the age of that child ever since he had that encounter. You know, when God speaks a word, we need to take God seriously. Don't take yourself too seriously, but we need to take God seriously. And this year, it's very important that we align with the word. So I want to say that child, it's a girl child in Canada, and that child is already at that age that because God is saying something, was saying something, that this child at this age, there will be a release upon the children. So I want us to know, everyone that is handling children, grandparents, mothers, as you are seeing these children, even if you're not, they're not yours, you know, they're God's. And we need to carry, this is a year to carry the heart of the Father. Because God's got a plan for this generation of little children that we're raising up. Remember those French Huguenots, those babies were in their cribs. And they were not babies that were talking yet. But they began to, God opened their mouth and they began to prophesy. These were French Huguenot children. They were babies. That is recorded in history. You can go back and check that out. So we bless our children today. And we bless the teachers that have been stewarding these gifts that God has given to us. Amen. Yes. Thank you. I want to thank every one of you who you've been really kind. What this is. Okay. I'll just put it in here. Yeah, I was wondering what it was. I just want to thank everyone that has been reaching out to me since the transition of my parents, those that sent me flowers, gave gifts, and cooked meals and all of that. I know I've personally, you know, thanked you, but I just want to thank the Lord for a body that is sensitive. You know, sometimes we look at it, we think, well, they're parents, they're old. Well, I just want to take that mindset off of you now. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, while I was growing, even up till now, hello, up till last year, I was just when I was growing up. Well, my parents still considered me as their daughter. So to them, I'm still their child. You know, my kids marvel. They're like, well, you're so grown up. Why are they bothering? You know, like they're on the phone or, you know, talking and wanting, you know, connections and all of that. I said, well, that will never change until they go to heaven because they're my parents. And, you know, parents have authority in the lives of their children from 0 month or 0 day. Like the day the conceptions happen, up until. So if you think your parents don't have authority over you and you can do whatever you like, I know you can do whatever you like, you know, as an adult and all of that. I'm just saying that there is a God-given permission. There is a God-given permission. that God has given to parents, and we must not walk over it. So I thank God for all of those that were sensitive, because my dad was 99. We were planning, you know, to celebrate his 100th birthday this year, February 28. And, you know, when we were talking to him about our plans and saying, Dad, you know, we're talking to ourselves and the grandchildren and making plans for, you know, his 100th birthday. And Papa just smiled and said, well, that's if I'm here. You know, and so, but he already told us what he wanted, you know. And so there's so much I could say. But I'm standing here as a legacy of my parents, by the grace of God. And I will not, you know, deny them of that, because one of the things that's very important that my parents gave to us was to empower. They lived to empower people. My father was on the mountain of education, and every child that he saw when he went out to the field, way back when I was growing up, we had about 15 people eating at our table. My parents had 7 kids. So 15. And so that wasn't relatives. A lot of them were people that my dad picked up along the way and brought them home. And they became family. Some of them he sent overseas to study. Some of them are in heaven even today before him. You know, like so many, there was one of my aunts sent a tribute, and I'm going somewhere with this, okay? And she said, when I read that tribute that was sent, I read it out to my husband. I first of all cried, not because I didn't know, I knew them, those were my parents. But this aunt had the words. And she studied language, and she had the words to articulate what I lived through my lifetime of living with my parents. And so when I read it, I burst into tears, because really, that really defined and described the legacy of who they were. And this is one of it. It said, Baba never dwelled on the weaknesses of anyone. He saw enough good in everyone to walk with and make the person a star. That was my daddy, my earthly father. He saw enough good in everyone, even though, you know, and that's an area of weakness in our lives. it's a weakness in the flesh, because I notice that all my siblings carry this weakness but one. And that weakness is never to dwell on the weaknesses of anyone, but seeing enough good in everyone to walk with and make the person a star. Even when you didn't believe in yourself. When I didn't believe in myself, my dad spoke things into my life. He was, you know, my father was a prophet. He was speaking from the future into our lives. He spoke many things into my husband's life. Since he knew him, he spoke many, many things to the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. I mean, you know, reading this tribute, I was just weeping, because of whom the world is not worthy. Sometimes we have people in our lives that are with us. I want you to celebrate your parents. Celebrate your spouse. Celebrate your children. Celebrate, you know, we learned that culture of celebration from our parents. They celebrated everything. So every year we celebrated their birthdays. My mom, on July last year, she turned 90. And we thought, oh, we can't go. But what are we going to do? Okay, have a, you know, tent in front of their yard and invite very few of her friends, because they... all the social distancing, da-da-da. And we had, you know, hired a caterer to cater food for them and had a cake, you know, for mom and dad. My parents loved cake. Dad just enjoyed every birthday. He was always looking forward to an occasion to eat cake. So we had that celebration again. And little did we know that that 90th in July of last year was going to be the final one on this earth for my mom. But everyone in between all the years as grown people, we celebrated our parents, and we have pictures to show that we go back and we look and we laugh. There's things that we can laugh at today. So I'm saying that to you, that please celebrate. Celebrate one another. Don't wait till somebody dies. Because guess what? They're not enjoying that. Really. That was for you. Basically, all the celebration that we do here, especially for us Nigerians, you know, when we have funeral, trust me, anything we do big. It's go home, go hard or go home. We don't know how to not. I know in heaven there's that, really, that's what heaven is like. When you read the book of Revelation, celebration, there's lightnings, thunders, you know, like shouts, you know, in heaven. Heaven is not quiet, especially when you read that book. It is not a quiet place where we, you know, the cemetery is quiet. But heaven is not. And we have the opportunity to practice on earth as it is in heaven. So many things, you know, all the people that my dad grew up with, a lot of them, all across Nigeria, so many names that as my aunt named them, I remember them from all across Nigeria. And that was why he said, no, don't take me back to my hometown. Bury me right in Ibadan, right where I lived, because I invested in all of the nation. So where I sleep now, that's where I get to lay to rest. And so, you know, it's like all these friends predeceased him. Here's another point. His fierce loyalty to them lasted throughout his own lifetime. If Baba was your friend, you were friends for life. And there's no divorcing. Even if you didn't want to be his friend, you know. So I just want us to cultivate that, you know, honor of our parents, honor of one another, enjoying one another, cherishing each other. And as the day that I received the news, I started a journal. This journal, actually, I began doing this when the mom of Luann and Elise Drake, when she passed away in our midst, I started journaling, you know, through my process of mourning the going home of Noreen. And so when my parents died, I got a journal and I started to journal. That was a way that Holy Spirit was helping me to actually deal with the grief, regardless of how old they are. I love them. I miss them very dearly. I still miss them till today. Every day it's like, wow. So but here's something from my journal. Some of the prayers of our parents still hang in the air, waiting for amens to set it to flight. And every one of you, I want you to hear that word. I'm going to repeat it, because you have a parent or a very precious loved one that's gone to heaven. And you may think, yeah, in the earth we lost something, but heaven gained something. Now, here it is. I'll say it again. Some of the prayers of our parents still hang in the air, waiting for amens to set it to flight. Why did the scripture talk about children are the heritage of the Lord and the fruit of the womb is his reward? And that the little children, that they are like arrows in the hands of a warrior. So we have become arrows. I am one of the arrows of my parents that they released into the earth realm. And there was prayers that they prayed. prayers that your parents prayed, Elise, Annie, Galia, prayers that your mom prayed. Some of us who know your mom, we are seeing the evidence and the manifestation of the prayers, the harvest of the prayers of Noreen. She's in heaven. She's watching. She's part of the great cloud of witnesses. Her prayers were set to flight once she went to heaven. And your amen, that's what you're doing on earth. Your amen is every time you step forward into all the counsels that your mother had when you didn't even understand it, because maybe you were too young and you thought, oh, mom, get over it. You know, and you roll your eyes, you know, to the, all those things. Now a lot makes sense, doesn't it? That's it. A lot makes sense. Everyone that has had, so remember that we can now become the amen. Thank you. My water, please. It just gets so dry up here. Excuse me. Thanks, man. Hallelujah. Yeah. So don't let the prayers of your parents just hang in the air. They're waiting to be launched. They're waiting to be released. The prayers they prayed for grandchildren, great-grandchildren, some of the great-greats that my parents will never know in this earth realm, but when they get to heaven, they will know them because they came from their bloodline. They came from their loins through their seeds. So, thank you, Lord, for the grace. Lord, I just want to thank you. You are such a wonderful Father. God, you said in your word that when mother and father forsake us, then you pick us up. Today, in the natural realm, I'm an orphan, as both parents have gone, they're with you now. But I am not an orphan in the spirit realm because you are my Father. You've always been my Abba Father. And I thank you for everyone that connects with loss one way or the other. And even with 2021 being such a challenging year, Lord, we thank you. There's so many things that we could be thankful for. That we look back at 2021, we say thank you. Thank you for the storms that released us into your strength. Thank you, Father God, for the fiery trials that tried all of us, that came to purify our faith. Wow, God, only you could do it. The ones that the enemy even brought upon the earth, all the trials, the storms that was manufactured by the enemy. God, because you are over all. You rule over all. You rule over it all. And there is no higher name than the name of Yeshua. And your cross has a final word. So Lord, we align with the cross. We align with you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We align with you, the high priest of our profession. We thank you today. Oh, for newness in 2022. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, I'm looking at the time. The what? Yes. Praise God. That was really on my heart. I want to give us, because I think last week we prayed for Ray again or whatever when we were sending him to the procedure that he had to do, Pastor Ray Jalinski. That was last Sunday. And the procedure was on Tuesday. And I have good news for you guys. To the glory of God. Come on, let's give him a shout. Let's give Jesus a shout. Woo! Yes, Jesus! Jesus! Hallelujah! Yes, today, Ray is out on Friday, he was discharged from the hospital because the procedure was in Saskatoon. And so he was discharged from the hospital. He is healthy. Oh, my goodness. We thank the Lord. Everything went well. God took charge of every process. And so he's now just having a rest in with his daughter in Saskatoon before they move, come to Regina. So I want to thank you all your prayers, for releasing faith on behalf of Pastor Ray and Karen Jelinski. We just want to give God all the glory because, wow, we got a miracle for Christmas. That is, yes, amen, yes, come on. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you for that shout, that shofar sound. That's the sound of victory. And that was the first fruit for 2022. Ray's miracle became the first fruit for 2022. And so many more will follow suit in Jesus' name. All the people you are believing for, all the people we are believing for, all the people that you are going to come in contact with, they stand no chance but to be healed in 2022. Yes. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for that. You know, one of the words, the theme scriptures the Lord gave us for 2022, I'm going to read Isaiah 22:22. And I love this morning, during pre-service prayer, Rosemary connected with Psalm 22:22. I thought, oh, that just like something leapt in my spirit. And I'm going to, you know, unpack that later in my own, you know, private time. But yeah, there's something there. Isaiah 22:22 says, and I will place on his shoulder. I'm reading English Standard Version. Okay, so you guys go ahead with what you have. I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. And he shall open and none shall shut. And he shall shut and none shall open. I want you to tap your own shoulder right now. The key of the house of David. It's upon your shoulder. You are his body. That key has been given to us. And what's that key? It's covenant. Covenant. Covenant opens doors that nothing else can open. Just take a picture, take a look at the children of Israel. All their journey through the wilderness, all their journey through the scriptures. When you look at their journey, you know that it wasn't because they were perfect. They were not perfect. They disobeyed God many times. Many times they would go back and forth, disobedient, rebellious. But God honored covenant. No matter what happened, he had covenant with Abraham, his friend. And because of the covenant he had with Abraham, everything he said concerning Israel is a deed. Did you hear that? Everything he said became a deed, and there's still deeds happening concerning Israel because of the covenant. And we now are part. We said the key of the house of David. We are a Davidic company, a Davidic army that he has given keys to. Now, my message is titled, Are You Ready? For a new era, a new season, and a new time. Are you ready? I need answers. Are you ready? Okay, because we're going to do some exercise in readiness now. Because the Lord told me, in order to advance, because we already have been given the keys, and I'm going to read more scriptures that will align you with the understanding of God concerning what he's speaking in this moment. It is what God is doing, what he's up to. That is what counts. And that's what we got to keep our focus, like laser focus today. How many of you notice that there's been such a lot of distraction in the last 2 years? A lot. Okay. So, but God is calling us into alignment. We got to align with his word. We've got to come into alignment with him. And not listen to the noise. There's a lot of tinkering out there. A lot of noise and sound bites out there that has nothing to do with what God is doing or saying. And that's why we've got to be, more than ever before, we have got to become lovers of the Word and lovers of the Spirit of God. That's where you're getting answers from. Are you ready to embrace new assignments for the Lord this year? Okay, good. And are you ready to transition from the mess you have experienced in 2021 into the miracle of the message the mess has produced? Aha. Because one thing that I know for me personally, and I've been saying that, you know, in my house, between me and my husband, that, you know, 2021 and 2020 has been a lot about purging, refining, and the purification of our faith. God has been purifying our faith. You know, never mind what the devil is doing. He's only doing what he knows best to do. The mission of him is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus' mission is to give life and give it more what? Abundantly. So that we are on the mission of heaven. Life is our mission. You heard it in the songs this morning. Life is our mission. That is the mission of the ecclesia. It's life. Because Jesus came to do that. So whatever the messes that we were in from 2020, 2021, all the messes we experienced in our lives, in our families, in our circumstances, in our businesses, whatever the messes look like, this is a time of transitioning from that the mess that was produced into the miracle of the message that the mess now produces. So this year, we're not going to have any assumptions. Now, I want us to stand up on our feet, because that's why I said we're going to engage today. We're going to prophetically, Matt and the worship team led us like a prophetic army. Judah, you know, that's their assignment, as Judah is always to go forward. And Judah led the charge. Judah went forward this morning and they set the atmosphere. And it's the Holy Spirit is the same Holy Spirit. And that's why everything that they said and did, that Holy Spirit is playing back. Now, prophetically, we're going to close some doors. If you cannot stand, please sit. I don't want everyone. Daddy, please sit down. Yes. Yeah. So I want us to prophetically, okay, when you want to go to your door, what do? And you turn. Okay, I want you, we're going to shut some things, okay? Okay, before we open. Okay. Now, we have to close the doors to a lot of toxicity that we have been around. And some of us have actually allowed it to settle on us. All the toxicity, and I'll give you examples. Disappointments. Oh, come on. Anybody disappointed in 2021 that things didn't go the way you wanted? Shut that door at disappointment. We shut it. Despair? We shut the door. Whether you felt it or not, we shut the door at you. Hopelessness? We shut the door at you. Worry? Shut the door at worry. Concerns? We shut the door. Anxiety? We shut the door at you. And so we say goodbye to all of this. Diseases, sicknesses, we shut the door. We shut the door at infirmity. In 2022, we're not doing any infirmity. Life, our mission is life. Life at lack, come on. Lack, we shut the door at lack. In the name of Jesus. Come on, you can say it. Come at me, tell me anything. Poverty, we shut the door at you. You know, poverty is not just about money. It's not about economy. It's living a mediocre life. Living beneath your potential in the kingdom of God, that is poverty. Shut the door at poverty. I know I was with somebody, I think it was in Singapore, and she was telling me, my daughters, you know, there's no husband for them. All the good men have been taken. I said, that's poverty thinking. That is poverty, because poverty always looks at, we don't have enough. We shut the door at poverty thinking in Jesus' name. Barrenness, we shut the door at you in the name of Jesus. Come on, anything. Unbelief, we shut the door at unbelief. Sadness, we shut the door at sadness and sorrow in Jesus' name. Depression, we shut the door at depression in Jesus' name. You are not welcome into this ecclesia, and you are not welcome into any of the families that are here or any of the relationships that is related to our family members in Lighthouse All Nations. We say depression and all of the things that we have said, you are no longer welcome. We shut the door at you. Yes. Yes, we step into a new place today. Come on, step. Take a step. Now we take a step into that new place. Lord, we thank you for the newness. We thank you for newness in everything, in every way. Thank you, Lord. And the key of David, you said, if he tears down, Job 12:14 says, if he tears down, none can rebuild. And if he shuts a man in, none can open. Okay. Prodigals. Let's release prodigals. Open the doors for prodigals in 2022. We open the door. We embrace them. We open the doors for prodigals in our city, in our families, in our lives, in our city, Saskatchewan, prodigals in Canada. We call you home. We open the doors for you. Yes. And those doors that we open, no man can shut at them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Job 31:36. Surely I would carry it on my shoulder, and I will bind it on me as a crown. Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Yes. Hallelujah. Government. The government. I said last week, what government looks like is coming under the banner and the authority of the word of God. That is government. So Lord, this year we say we come under your government, because you are the Prince of Peace. See, that is his government. His peace is his government. He is the Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and of his peace in your lives, there shall be no end, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Matthew 16:19 says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We have the key of David. We have the keys of the kingdom. Come on. We are stepped. It's no longer a going to church time. It is a kingdom time. So the church is a vehicle to advance the kingdom. So you are the ecclesia through whom Yeshua will advance his plans, his purposes, his work, his kingdom this year, in Jesus' name. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We are not going back to old ways. We are not going back. That's, you know, the door is shut. The door is already shut to those old things and old ways. We're not going back there. We have transitioned to a new place. Please be seated. We have transitioned to a new place, and we will be known as a people of first love. Everybody say first love. We will be known as a people of first love. First love people who adore the majesty of God, and who knows what it means to live not with just the awareness that God put us in Christ and took us to death, but even the greater truth. I want you to hear this greater truth, because not only did God put us in Christ, and when Christ hung on that cross, we were put to death on that cross, but the greater truth is that God put Christ in us to live out his life in us. Did you see that? God put Christ in you so that the life you're living is no longer yours, because you already were crucified with Christ. Now you live, but the life that you live is the life of Christ. He's living in you. That was the intent of God, and God was intentional about that. So in 2022, we are rising. We are calling forth an army that is rising up to their truest identity in Christ, a people that truly know that the key of David is a key of covenant that God has given to open doors and to close doors. And nations, in this 2022, we are in a place that is very strategic to open things over nations. Nations that have been, I cannot go into all of that today, but you know what is going on in the world. Psalm 2 is very descriptive of where the world is. You know, why do the nations roar? And the kings of this earth, they imagine vain thing. They have expansionist theories. You know, they want to conquer empires. Where are the people that conquered empires before? We've had empires rise and empires fall. That's what's happened. Anyone that does not bow and acknowledge, like Psalm 2 says, kiss the sun. We're speaking to Canada. The dominion of Canada. We speak to you today from heaven. We are speaking to you. Kiss the sun. Lest he be angry. Acknowledge him. That's what he says. So it's not about the government not doing this or the government doing this. The government is on his shoulder. And you are the ecclesia. You are his body representing him on earth. So you carry government. And we need to really understand that as we go to walk, I just want to bring that in. You're not just going to walk. You know, we thank the Lord for the Eve. New Year's Eve was awesome. We had a great time. But I want to bring a reset to this statement that your job, what you do at work, that is important. You're not just going to work to get wages. Your reformation assignment is to reveal Christ in your workplace. That is part. We are in times of reformation, and people need to see him, and they need. And so we are his representation wherever we go. And within your workspace, God begins to give assignments to each one of us. And assignments, as you steward that assignment, because right in this ecclesia, there are governments, people that will be raised as mayors, people that will be raised to represent, you know, in the mountain of education, people that will be sent out, that will be assignment. You understand that there's a reason why when you get a job, we apostolo you in this house. When you step into something new, we send you because we are strategic. Because in the kingdom of God, there is no secular or sacred. We need to have a shift. Come on. Lay your hand on your head. Lord, I thank you for a mind shift right now. A mind shift and a mind skin shift in the name of Jesus. That we think from above because we have the mind of Christ. You already have his mind. So we need to step into the mind. Come on. You've got the mind of Christ. Activate that mind. Yeah. So this is a year. This will probably be the where I pause and then we do decrease. This is a year we'll learn to abide in the secret place between the Father and the Son, where we are fully embraced every day of our lives. I wish I had prepared a skit. I wanted to have a skit for this one, but there's no time for that. But where we are literally, you can look at my hand, the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, and us sandwiched. This is where we are dwelling, fully embraced. And it has nothing to do with your performance. You are fully embraced by the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. You rest in that place this year. This is the year to rest and dwell, abide in the secret place of the Most High. The secret place between your Father, your Son, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit. Fully embraced every day of our lives. And within that secret place, there is no power on the earth or under the earth that can work against you. Amen. I want to the scripture Isaiah 54, because we always, that's let's call it a cooler scripture. Every one of you has one. We all have scriptures that we have in the cooler, so that when something happens, we just pull it out of the cooler. Ah, Isaiah 54 is that scripture, verse 17. How many of you know? No weapon formed against, you know, you pull it out of the cooler because it's always there. But guess what? Verse 16. Isaiah 54, verse 16. Please put it up. Isaiah 54, 16. Okay, I'll read from my Bible. It says, behold, I, God, have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. Now, no weapon. See, that precedes our cooler scripture that says no weapon that is formed. 2020 and 2021, we have been in the place, coals in the fire. And God is brought you forth as an instrument for his work. You are the weapon. I am the weapon. God has brought us forth as an instrument for his work. And he said, I have created the spoiler to destroy. What does the spoiler destroy? The spoiler destroys anything that is not of the kingdom. Because there is a shaking. There has been a shaking that God initiated since 2020. And 2022, the shakings will continue. But one thing that will stand in the midst of all the shakings, go to that scripture. God said, I am the one that I've created. I created, yes, I created the blacksmith, the one that forges weapons in the fire. He is the one. He created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire and who brings forth an instrument for his work. And he has created the spoiler to destroy. That when all the things that do not align with the kingdom and the government of God, when they get destroyed in my life and in your lives, then no weapon. Then no weapon, because the weapon will be forged. It is not saying that weapons will not be forged, but none of that weapon, because you have surrendered, because you have yielded, you have gone through process, you have allowed the purification, you have not leaned into your flesh, you have not leaned to your own understanding. In 2022, it's all about him. He is the king of the kingdom, because this is a kingdom time. Amen. Femi, you want to release the decrees? Oh, next Sunday. But we won't be here. 1 second. All right. Next Sunday, the decrees that have been put together, the elders in this house have listened to God and have put together prophetic declarations. And some of it you already have received, actually. But we are going to, when Jane sends out the email to let us know how the mode of our gathering. There'll be gatherings in the house, but there will also be virtual gatherings. You're going to know about that. So, Father, I just want to declare this morning that even as Canada, as a nation, corporately, we are standing together from sea to sea, from the east to the west, to the Nunavut, all the parts in the north, the south, every part of this dominion of Canada, that men and women and children are fasting, beginning from today, 22 days, declaring that there is a time, this is a time for the shift of God in Canada and in the nations. Nations that we represent, nations of our assignments, Lord God. We thank you that as we stand together to intercede, to listen, to hear your heart, to hear and to see what you would show to us. God, we thank you for the grace. It is a fast of grace, people. This is not a fast of legalism. It is a grace-empowered fasting that Canada embarks upon. Lighthouse Ecclesia, we are embarking on a grace-empowered fast. And Lord, we thank you for the grace. Lord, we receive grace for your people. We ask for that grace and we receive it for the youngest to the oldest. God, we thank you for our children. God, that they are part of that army. God, what you did before, you'll do again. God, that our children, they will not eat at the table of Jezebel. Lord, we declare and decree that this generation will be a generation that lights the fire of the desires of their company in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you as we proceed in this fast. Holy Spirit, that you lead us and we yield to your leadership, because this is the era of the Holy Ghost. 2022 is the era of the Holy Spirit. And we say, Holy Spirit, continue to have your way and lead your ecclesia to the frontiers of the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.
Can you put our hands together for our pastor? We talked about moments earlier today, and hopefully you caught yours. That whatever word that was released today, you caught what belongs to you. And as you go home, find a way to put that into practice. But the worship team is here, which means they're ready to release you out today. And before we do that, let's worship together and let's lift God on high. Amen.
The cross has a fire.
Yes, amen. You know that verse. What is that verse about? Evil may
put up its strongest fight.
Yes. I want you to keep your eyes on Jesus. I tell you, no matter the strong fight that evil may put up, the cross, it's already an accomplished work. So let's keep that in view as we go even into the mountains and the places of our assignment. Amen.
Have a good Sunday.